better than nothing. Here we go. This is the last draw again. I'm back with Grandmom again. We have a new episode, and she's about to educate y'all once again. Mabel T. Massey.
Well, this is me, as usual. What I wanted to bring to the minds of our people, I have stressed to you where I was reared in South Philadelphia. I guess this was around 1940. And the neighbors were pretty close. If you would see one neighbor child not doing right, you would grab that child by the hand and drag him home to his mother or father, his relative. And that child would get chastised. And if you didn't do that at that time, you had a right to take the child home. But it wasn't so much liberty as spanking the child or punishing the child. Because when they grab hold of your arm and start dragging you home, you knew it was up. And it was not no contradiction, as they would call it, between the grown-up that took the child home. But it was up to the parent to chastise or correct the child. But we was a close-knit, somewhat family. And we trust one another. Because guess what? You didn't even have to go to bed with your doors locked. Now, you know you can't try that today.
You can try it if you want. You might make the news.
And what happened now when a person grabbed your arm or they would sit down to feed their children, you were always an invited guest.
Well, you didn't like them.
Because you get food right along with the other child. And you had to demonstrate your manners. In those days, we said, yes, ma'am.
No, they ain't doing that no more.
And no, ma'am.
When do you think that stopped, in the 90s? Because they ain't doing that no more.
Well, then you better say yes, ma'am, or no, ma'am. You did not call no grown person by their first name. If you knew it, you better keep it in your mind because you did not even refer to a grown person. Even if you were talking to your parents, to another grown person, you just did not do that. We were always Mr. and Mrs.
So do you think drugs changed that?
Even if you wasn't a Mrs., you were still a Miss. That's how we referred. How we were taught.
Where did it change it? Is it the parenting or was it the drugs or what made people just...
No, what I wanted to say was that was when we had more trust for one another. Oh. And we valued one another places in the society. Guess what? I remember catching... that we used to make money in scrubbing the front steps. Mm. The steps was not made like this, like they are now. It was somewhat like marble, I guess. Mm. And we used to have, and some of us had special jobs for special houses where we would go and scrub the steps.
Who used to pay y'all back then?
The people used to give us money after we scrubbed their steps. Oh, okay. And our goal then was to go around the corner to Haley's store, and we could buy our Jewish pickles, which were great big pickles, in the barrel. And we used to love that. We did candy or whatever we would. And the other portion that we would like to have money for after scrubbing the steps would go to the movies, which was then called the Royal Theater. And that was there at 15th and 16th and South Street. Because it had special episodes every Saturday. Well, my main reason for even thinking to bring this up was I wanted you to see that we were a close-knit family in that particular neighborhood. And we had the authority to prevent or grab up another child and correct the child. Not by beating the child, but we could scold them and grab them by the arm. They would grab them by the arm and take them home and tell their parent. And that's where they got the chastisement from their own parents, but they believed what the adult had said that the child had did. No argument now. Don't touch my daughter. Don't bother my son. And it wasn't coming from the son or the daughter. Oh, they lying on me. Because you better not. You got to be careful how you use the word lie. Because you did not do that. You had to respect the older person.
So they don't have no respect in this day, 2020.
There you go. So now,
when did they lose their respect?
Well, here we go. Maybe. It came with separation. Because every time the people get together, there always came a project to try to divide. And this is what I'm saying. There is very... It's even pronounced now, divide and conquer. Because the end of this here closeness in the family that we were in is no longer now.
Why?
Because you better not touch my child.
Well, look at my child. Say nothing to my child.
And the child will can stand up and cuss you out.
Times has changed.
Even to their parents, and the parents can get with the child. And you better watch how you come out of your door, because you got the child and the parent against you.
Cussing you out, they beat you up.
Okay. So what I'm trying to get back to, saying that we was not at each other's throats.
The way they are now?
Like we are now. Well, there was an old saying, the family that prays together, stay together. At that time, our neighborhood was somewhat divided because Pine Street was a street where the doctors live at, where the people, affluent people of the other colors would live at. And they used Waverly Street, the little street. It was very narrow. I think it is even today. Because we used to call that street the back street. We wouldn't refer to it as Waverly Street. We referred to it as the back street. Well, the back street held the rubbish, the trash of Pine Street. And that was a nice excursion because we knew that every Monday the little children could go into Whaley Street. And this was very pronounced because that's what they would do. They called it junking. They would go junking.
They still do that
today. That means digging in the trash and what was thrown away by the affluent people who lived on Pine Street.
We call that dumpster diving now when they go in the trash looking for stuff.
And sometime in there, we would find, people would find very valuable things, like shoes, dresses, skirts, and pants, and shirts.
Any money?
Well, no money. But that was quite an occasion. Because guess what? We had to be prepared in spite of it. To get ready for Sunday, because there was such thing as Sunday school. And everybody knew to go to Sunday school, because we know that when the holiday comes, there will be some prizes for the children that attended regularly. Okay, so let me go back to the point that we was like one big family. Now, after this thing that happened with Corinne Sykes, her family lost property. They didn't have anything because they seemed to have spent all that they could get their hands on so that Corinne could be free, which it didn't happen. And we were still a close-knit family in the vicinity. Here come people walking down the street, and they would knock on the doors with a big booklet in their hand and pen. And that meant something to see people with pen and paper. That was when an education meant a lot. And that gained them interest into the house, to talk to the person of the house.
Sort of like census.
And so now it's something like a census, I guess, because they wanted to modify the homes. Because at some places, they didn't even have toilets inside the houses. That was in the backyard where they had a toilet. And the toilet was not even made of the material that we know it as to be today. So they would go through the houses and they're writing, and nobody saw what they were writing. And I didn't see what they was writing. They was writing because, for one thing, I wouldn't know what I was looking at if I did. But they would leave a piece of paper as leaving, and people were informed of what was missing in my house or in their house. And they got permission to return. The permission they got from the owner of the house, it wasn't owner particularly, but the residents, because it wasn't so much owning property then.
For everybody or just for us?
We lived in that street. There was no mixed neighborhood.
Oh, okay.
There was no mixed neighborhood.
So y'all had a section, they had a section, I'm assuming.
No, what it was, like we live here, everybody here in this little street here, we know each other.
Mm-hmm.
From seeing each other coming in, going out, going in the store, mm-hmm. the ladies talk to each other, the mm-hmm. grocery, and getting one thing. Now, and this is the familiarity that the people had mm-hmm. with seeing one another. But the idea is here comes somebody with a book and pencil and paper wanting to see your house. So when they finally investigate where you live at, they find out that there are things missing into your home that should be there that the other people don't have. And that's another thing. People always want to keep up with the Joneses. That's where that saying comes from.
Oh, okay,
good. See, keeping up with the Joneses. So they would write down on a paper what was missing in your home. And that, guess what? They would promise that there is some funding for them to bring your home up to date.
Mm-hmm. That was a promise that they said. I'm
yeah, assuming. See? And so when they go to bring your house
up to date,
you wind up needing money for your good faith to let them come in and inspect your house, and they're going to fix your house and bring it up to date. Like the tallest which saluted you when you used it.
What that mean?
The seat would flush. When you put the seat down, your toilet would flush.
Oh, wow.
And that's what we call saluting.
Okay.
You know?
That was a new one for me
today. Yeah. It was made of porcelain.
Oh, wow.
We didn't have porcelain toilet. We had wooden seats that stood up. And so, just watch that. And so, they would come in and say what they would fix. And it wouldn't be of no charge to the people.
Did they fix the stuff?
Yeah, they wind up fixing it. And little by little, you got evicted. They became evicted from their houses.
After they fixed it.
And so this is when they busted our neighborhood and separated the people.
Mm-hmm.
See? Because now you wind up having to give them some money for their fixing.
Oh, wow.
Now you poor.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have money.
Yeah.
To pay for their
services.
Their services mm-hmm. and their what they did to repair.
But you gotta tell the people that they
use. So now, because you got their services, you didn't have the money. Now, guess what? You had to go.
Well, what kind of jobs did these people have?
Well, these lot of people did not have much of work because this was right during the time.
Right before the war, right?
Yes. See, that was just before the war.
Exactly, before World War One.
Mm-hmm. Two.
World War Two.
Oh, right.
And because then practically all the little children, and when I'm saying to you, when I say little children, this was not mixed neighborhoods. These was all little poor, snotty nose little children that lived there.
And the mothers did day's work.
And the mothers did do day's work if she could. good work.
What did Dad do?
Well, now, that's what only thing and main thing I remember about the Dad. The Dad used to go, they used to get their houses mixed up at nighttime.
Oh, okay. What do you mean, go to other people's houses?
Well, then that meant that the Dad used to ring the doorbells.
That's where they got that
to
song
get
from.
In there, get...
Papa
they gone home.
Like, wherever he laid his head, he
was not a rolling stone.
Okay. He was the stone, huh? He was just rolling through the neighborhood. Right?
Okay. So now, they had to move.
Yeah.
See? Because there was something with that piece of paper and pencil that they had that they lost their homes.
Is that when they built them projects and start putting people, making people living on projects?
Yeah, they start having people living, families living together in one dwelling.
Like a project.
Yes, like a project.
She was so busy.
And then, but now this did not include any, this was originally a black neighborhood where only thing you see was black people.
Mm-hmm.
Black schools. And this is what it was. Then later on you found out that their homes was repossessed.
Oh, wow. That's not good.
It was repossessed. And this is how that vicinity became all of one race.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was not, this did not involve the people who lived on Pine Street, because they were affluent.
Right.
They were doctors, nurses.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, they built a musical school right there on the corner, 18 and 19.
Mm-hmm.
18 and Pine. And so this is when they busted, I call it busting the line. It was really busting the colored line.
Was the Black Panthers out then? Or they was on their way?
No. This was happening mostly like in 42.
Oh, yeah, so they were. This
was really early, early in, it was after the war, but very soon after the war,
mm-hmm.
The Second World War.
Mm-hmm.
And then later, you can find that little by little, it became a mixed neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And today, you know, it is no longer really mixed.
No, it's not.
See?
It's all about the money.
Let's see. But this is what I call busing
the neighborhood.
The neighborhood.
Right.
Because it seemed as though the black people had gotten the leftovers and they did not have the better of the deal.
Mm-hmm. It was always sound like.
So what I am weary of, because I'm older now. What I'm weary of, because I can't forget that when somebody come along to inspect this neighborhood, and they got a pencil or a pen and thing, and they want to investigate my home. I want them to tell me up front what they're investigating and what is the purpose.
How they're going to help
and them. And what they're going to do, because they still, in some form, shape, or another, they're going to come and fix up your home.
You're
going to modernize your home.
For somebody else.
And it's not going to cost you no money. And you sign a paper for them to come in and do something to your house. And next thing you know, the house has moved away from you. And this is how the neighborhood only became mostly a black neighborhood with different modernization things missing.
Okay, so.
So what I'm saying, beware of people coming to your house and making and with pen and paper, making promises to remodel or fix something in your house, and it doesn't cost you anything, and they're not looking for nothing. Maybe they become students. I don't know what they become, but they come to your house, and you find out that there is a bottom line to what you are signing.
Mm-hmm.
And you might be signing away
your own property.
Let me ask you this question. It just popped in my head. What you think about Bill Cosby when I say that? Not now, but just the whole time that you knew of him.
What I think about him?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know how much of a situation I can think of, but I do remember how when he came out, and he was helpful, and he was helpful to people, to giving them a chance at education and stuff. All I'm saying, you don't get something for nothing.
True.
You don't get something for nothing. There's a price tag on anything concerning humanity. Because they don't give these gifts. Because every day is not Christmas.
So it ain't always free.
To get Christmas gifts.
You gotta give them.
When somebody give you something, they giving it to you for a reason.
And it's a price that had to be paid.
And it's usually a higher price than you can afford.
There was somebody behind that price, right? Couple people behind me.
That's all I got to say. I'm not going to bemoan the fact, but after that, you can walk in that street and walk around that neighborhood, and they look at you really queer if you're black, and they think that you are in, seemingly, they believe that you are in that neighborhood to do some harm. Or to rape their women, or to rob their homes. Mm. You casing the joints.
Oh yeah.
That's all I'm saying. That you there is nothing that I know of that you can get something for nothing.
So them Jell-O pudding pops and all that stuff, the Cosby Show. All that money he donated to Temple and all that great stuff.
Okay. And when you find him coming in, fixing up your community, or going to put this there and put that there, watch out. A little short time later, you're going to find they have removed
you.
And removed and replaced
you and your home.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they call society hell.
Yeah, now that you don't find you, if you walk around there, that's when they want to call the police to find out what is your mission there. Because now they don't even really want the black women to clean their houses now.
No, because they're going to steal or rob them later, so now they want you to clean nothing. Yeah, I can do it. Well, we can wind it down, then I'll leave it on that note. So, thank you for that one. This would be probably part 3. We did 2 already. I think I want 2 more parts.
Yeah, be careful when you see somebody walking around with pen and the paper to coming to you, want to ask you some questions, taking a survey.
Okay, people, so y'all got to pay attention. Boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, pay attention when people come with a piece of paper and a tablet, ask you a bunch of questions and tell you to sign a dotted line. Yeah. So today's talk was about your house. Keep your house, and keep other people out your house.
And your neighborhood.
And your neighborhood.